And he's trying to get the thing right. He's trying to get things right. And this prophet comes out and he says, God's with you as long as you stay with him. And he said, strengthen yourself. And look what he says in verse 7. He says, be strong, therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And he's telling him, be strong. Be strong for your hand. Let not your hands be weak, but for your work shall be rewarded. Look back in chapter 14 now, and look, Asa cried on the Lord. He was in the middle of fighting a million Ethiopians. He's taking on a million Ethiopians, and he's in the middle of the thing, and he cries out to God, and he says, Lord, we need your help. And Asa cried on the Lord his God and said, verse 11, and said, is it nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power? Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name do we go against this multitude, O Lord. Thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. And Asa cries out to God, and when he's coming back from the battle, and he comes back, and then the prophet comes out. Azariah says to him, he says, God's with you, brother. He said, keep on doing. Don't let your hand be weak. Be strong. And God wants us to be strong. And God is strong. Strength is impressive. Strength's always impressive. When you see somebody is strong, they made this god out of Hercules. And Hercules was a mythology of the Greek gods. And they made Hercules a great, strongest man in the world. They got all these characters now, marbles and whatever they call them, marble heroes and all that. And everybody's looking for a hero. They're looking for somebody that's strong. They're looking for somebody that got some strength. They're looking for somebody to take on the bad guys and take on the world that's bad. And they're looking for somebody to change things. And that's what the world's looking for. And Asa, he comes out, and the prophet tells him, said, "You God's with you as long as you're with him." And I'll tell you what, Christians today seem like more than any other day, they seem weaker today than they ever were. My generation's weak compared to the generation past. And the generation after me seems like they're weaker than my generation. And but God, the world's looking for somebody got some strength that will stand for what's right and do what's right. Donald Trump came along as the president. I don't say I agree with everything he does and everything he says, but I'll tell you what, the guy is trying to do something to change America for the goodness, for greatness, and like it once was. And you say, well, what are you for? What do you think of that? I'm for it. Amen. Let's do it. That'd be a blessing to see America get back to greatness again. But I'll tell you what, in the Bible, God's looking for some men, and he's looking for some women to be strong. He's looking for some people that will take on the world, take on the flesh, take on the devil, and be strong. There's been some men of the past, like J. Frank Norris. There've been some men that took on the devil and took on the world system. And the Bible tells us, love not the world, neither things in the world. All that's in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. God's looking for some men. He's looking for some women that would be strong. And man, I tell you, like Hercules, they made a big god out of him, and he was a mythology. Samson in the Bible was not a mythology. He was a real deal. We went to the place where Samson was, and we saw where Samson was, and he fought the Philistines, and he fought over 1,000 men at one time. He was strong. Strength is impressive. And when somebody's strong, it's impressive. When you have a strong man, I like to watch the strong man contest. See them guys pick up them big ball thing with 250 pounds, then 300, and then 350, and then 400. That's impressive to see something like that. But I'll tell you what, strength is impressive, but what's more impressive if you see somebody as strong in the Lord. And being strong in the Lord is very impressive. Now, in the Bible, take your Bible, look back in Joshua. Look what Moses tells Joshua. And he says in Joshua chapter 1, look at verse 6. I love this. I love what Moses says to Joshua. And he says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, he says this. He says, and he says, be strong. Moses, my servant, is dead. It says, and every place the sole of your feet shall tread. And then he goes on down and he says, therefore shall if any man be able to stand against thee at all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, God telling Moses, so I will be with thee, and I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I sweared on their fathers to give them. He says, but only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, But thou shalt meditate upon therein day and night, and thou shalt, that mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then shalt thou make thy way have good success. And he says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong, be of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And Joshua commanded the officers and the people, saying, pass through the host, and so on. So God's looking for some men, and God commands some men, and God commands Asa, be strong, be strong. God's looking for strength. And our God is strong. Thank God he is. And God's looking for some men that would say, hey, I'm going to stand for God. I don't care what the world thinks. And you might not be strong physically. You can be strong mentally. You can be strong spiritually. You can also be strong physically. But I tell you what God's looking for is looking for strength in the inner man. He's looking for that strength, that mental strength. You know, this day and time, people are not mentally strong. They're taking pills and all this stuff. They're trying to get their minds together. And the Bible tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, power, power. And he says God wants power, and he wants power in your life. And the only way you're going to get power in your life is by spending time in this book and spending time praying and spending time being a faithful witness to God. The world has got a mental problem. This world, preacher used to say this, he said, the world is a mental institute run by the inmates. And that's the way it is. And we're in the midst of this mess. We're in the midst of a world that's gone crazy. And what we got to do is get our minds stayed on him. We got to get our hearts stayed on him. We got to get spiritually strong. And the way you're going to get spiritually strong is by getting in that book. You're not going to get spiritually strong by messing with the internet, messing with TV and all that stuff, the movies. Today, that everybody wants to see somebody's got strength that's impressive. So they go see a movie rather than seeing the real thing. Man, I want to see the real thing. I want to see somebody that's willing to stand up for God. I mean, we've had some heroes in America. We've had some great men that were strong and strong mentally and strong spiritually that fought in World War II and the Vietnam War, fought different wars, and they were physically strong when it comes to that, strong mentally. But there's no reason why a Christian could not be strong this day and time. There's no reason. I mean, everybody in this room, you ought to be strong. You know, so what's the opposite of strong? Is weak. Now, you're either strong or you're weak. You say, man, I want to be strong. I want to be strong mentally. I want to be strong spiritually. And if possibly, maybe strong physically, if possible. Because the Bible talks about bodily exercise, profit little. But I'll tell you what, the Bible talks about strong enemies, talks about strong winds. Jesus Christ talked about the bulls of Bashan that being strong, and strong pieces of brass, strong places, strong holds, strong sky, strong cities, strong men. God, David had a bunch of strong men. He had a bunch of men that was in the army that was willing to fight. They were strong. They put on the exercise. They were messing around. They would jump in the middle of a pit in a snowy day and take on a lion. Boy, I tell you what, you said that's stupidity, or that's somebody that knew something, amen? But it says they were strong men. They were strong people. They're strong heart. And the Bible talks about God being strong. Take your Bible, look in Psalms chapter 24. Look at this. I'll tell you what, the Bible talks about the Lord being strong. And God's looking for some strength in inner man. And the strength comes from God. I realize this. Because the Bible says, when I am weak, then am I strong. When you realize that your strength comes from God, and you're in your flesh, dwelleth no good thing, then you're starting on that path of strength. When you realize that there's nothing good about you, like my brother was singing about, why did he go to Calvary? Why did he go through all that? He did that for me. And I got to realize my strength coming from God. And you've got to realize your strength coming from God and from the Word of God. And boy, I tell you what, through prayer. I like to be around some people that has strength and the inner man. Some people that don't come apart when things go bad. We're talking about the tribulation and troubles and trials people go through. And some people just fall apart. And I'm going to tell you something, you can be strong at one point and be weak at another if you don't daily grow and daily exercise yourself in strength and through the Word of God. Now, the Bible says this in Psalm 24. Look what the Bible says about the Lord. It talks about God. You say, well, I know God's strong, but look what the Bible says. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. Take your Bible, look at chapter 31. Look at chapter 31 and verse 1. And it says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me not never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that is have laid privately for me. Thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. In thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. When it comes to strength, when it comes to being strong, it's trust, it's faith, looking to God for every need, asking God for all the needs in your home. Rather than trying to figure it out yourself at times, we try to figure things out and we say, God, where are you? Why are what? And you get depressed because you can't figure it out. You've got to get to a place in your mind and in your heart that you're just going to put all the needs and all the problems on him and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with it. I know you can take care of it. Look in Psalm 31 again. He says, into thy hands I commend my spirit, which thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul. Thou hast known my soul in adversity. Thou hast shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eyes is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach, you know this talking about Jesus Christ, among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear into mine acquaintance. They did see me without fled from me. I have forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard of the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel against me, together against me. They devised to take away my life, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemy and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast brought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord who hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. And I said in my haste, I will cut off from them from before mine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully regardeth the proud doers. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, for all ye that hope in the Lord. God strengthens the heart. Take your Bible, look in Psalm 62 or 61. I'm going to look at a couple other verses here. Psalm 61, talking about the Lord, how great he is in strength. But we're going to look at what the Lord wants of us. Psalm 61, and look at verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. He says, attend unto my prayer. For the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. God's a strong tower. Take your Bible, look at Psalm 71. Look at Psalm 71. Look what it says. Psalm 71 in verse 1. He says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. David's writing this. David was running from Saul. David was running from enemies. He was compassed on every side. He even thought him and Jonathan made a pact. He even thought maybe Jonathan would turn against him, but then they made a covenant. And David was, man, he was just, every side he thought, my God, I'm going to be wiped out one day. I'm never going to have, my seed's going to be wiped out. My children's going to be wiped out. Everything's going to be wiped out. He said one time when his own son, Absalom, came against him, he said, there's one step between me and death. Or he talked about when Saul was after him, one death step between me and death. Look what he says, deliver me in thy righteousness, Psalm 71, verse 2, and cause me to escape into thine ear unto me, incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, that whereunto I may continually resort, that thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Look at verse 7. And he says, I am as a wanderer on the many, but thou art my strong refuge. David knew who he could trust. David knew God was the only one. Now, somebody said to me the other day, he said, I don't trust nobody but God. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's a good thing just to trust the Lord with all thine heart. And now look at Psalms 89. Look what it says in verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, who is strong, Lord, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? God strong. Verse 10, he says, thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with a strong arm. God's got a strong arm. Verse 13, thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. God's saying, prove me, know that I am God. Look at verse 40. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast brought his strongholds to ruin. Talking about the devil. God says, I'll break down their hedges. I'll do all that for your glory, for you, because I love you. Look at Psalm 136. Psalm 136. Look at this. Talking about strength, God's strength. Like I said, strength is impressive. We ought to be impressed with the Lord. When I look up at the sky at night, I look at them stars, and the Bible says he named every star. He named every one of them. And he's got them all by name. The Bible says he's numbered all the hair on your head, all of them. He knows every vessel in your body. Then how come we can't trust him? Why are we not impressed with him? Why are we not relying on him? People don't rely on the Lord. They rely on everything else but the Lord. God have mercy on us, man. When the God that we serve, the God that saved us and went all the way to Calvary, that suffered for our sins and paid our sin debt, we can't trust him? We can't rely on him? Psalm 136, look at verse 12. He says, with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, take your Bible, look in Proverbs, Proverbs 14. We're not going to stop there. Proverbs 14. Look at this. Proverbs 14. Look what it says about the Lord. Proverbs 14. It says in verse 26, the Bible tells you how to get strength from God. It'll tell you. It'll tell you if you search the scriptures. And it's not like God's hiding it that you can't find it. He tells you, okay, my arm is strong. My hands are strong. My body's strong. Everything's strong. He says, be strong. Be of good courage. Trust in the Lord. And do we do it? No, we don't. We don't trust in the Lord. The only way you can trust in God is you've got to be around him. What amazes me that we walked the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus walked along there, and the Bible says he called those disciples to follow him. And then one night he told them, I'll meet you on the other side. And they're on the ship going to the other side, and the storm comes up, and he walks on the water to meet them, and it scared them. It amazes me how we as human beings, how we soon forget how strong God is and how much mercy he shows and how much grace he has. We forget how his strong arm and a strong hand will guide us and direct us and help us. Man, what a God we have. God, David tells Solomon, be strong, be a strong man. We got this, the whole theme of the youth rally is quit ye like men, be strong. That's, you say, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. We're going to look at it in a minute. Proverbs chapter 14, look what it says. Proverbs 14, 26. Look what it says here. Proverbs 14, 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong what? In the fear of the Lord is strong what? You know, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is beginning wisdom. The fear of the Lord is beginning knowledge. The fear of the Lord is beginning understanding. But then it says, in the fear of the Lord is confidence. Confidence. You can have confidence in him and trust him. Man, what a God we have. What a God we serve. I've seen the Lord take care of all our needs. I've seen God take care of things in our lives where we didn't know what was going to happen. God took care of it. I mean, folks, God proves himself over and over again. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:10, he's a strong tower. Again, he's a strong tower. A tower is what you run into to hide from the enemy. A tower. God's put his tower up. Job talks about the enemy being so strong, but he said, my God is stronger. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We're going to run into a time and day which is not far away that you're going to have to either be strong or you're going to fall by the wayside. You are either going to be a strong Christian or you're going to be a weak Christian. Now, let's go to the New Testament. Take your Bible, look over and look in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Actually, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Lord, you're either going to be a strong Christian or you're going to be a weak Christian. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, Bible says this. Now, I, Paul, myself, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who am present and based among you, but being absent and bold towards you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with confidence, with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, but think of us as we walk according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Now, a Christian, as you walk in daily in this Christian life, we know God's strong. We know God's power. We've seen his power on a daily basis. We see his power in our lives. He's had power to save us. He's changed our lives. He's changed me from the inside out. And the Bible says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to trust me. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The Lord wants you to trust him, because why? He's a strong tower. He has strong confidence. And we get to the place where we quit trusting him. We quit trusting him. And then strongholds, when I got saved, there's a stronghold that was in my life. One of them was drinking, smoking, doing drugs, partying, all those strongholds that was in my life, pornography, all that stuff that it was like we were engorged in that mess. And man, those strongholds, God pulled them down through his mighty word, through me surrendering to him. And when you surrender to him, when you surrender your life to him, he starts pulling things out of your life and saying, get rid of that, get rid of that. But he wants you to be the place where you'll say, okay, God, I'm weak, but thou art strong. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to yield myself to you. I'm going to put myself on the altar, and I'm not going to have my way. I want your way. I want you. I want to trust in the Lord. And God says, I'm going to pull down these strongholds. Look what Paul said. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, let me tell you something. If you're going to be in a warfare, you better be strong if you're going to be in a warfare. And most Christians don't realize that. You know what happens to a lot of Christians? They quit. They quit fighting. And what happens when you quit fighting, this war, and you quit fighting the flesh, you quit fighting the world, you quit fighting the devil, you become easy prey. And he takes over. And God's saying, I want you to be strong. Strong strength is impressive. Yeah. When you're going through trials, when you're going through troubles in your life, and you say, God, I need your help. God, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. I need your help. And wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord wants you to put your trust in his strength, in his arm, in his hands. But what happens? We say, God didn't answer fast enough. He didn't answer fast enough, so I'm just going to go do what I want to do. And what happens usually is you fall back into the strongholds that God delivered you from. The devil, man, is slick the way he works. Look what it says. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Knowledge against the knowledge of God. You get knowledge from this book. Why is it that this day and time, here we got this theme of this youth rally is going to be to be strong. Well, you know why? We're trying to get some young people to think. Not only young people, old people think, man, we need to be strong. Times are tough, man. Times are getting harder. Churches that believe like we believe the old time way, believe in the preaching of the Word of God. And like Brother Jack said, we believe King James Bible. It's going to get harder.
Yeah.
So that ain't very confident. That ain't very encouraging. No, I'm just trying to say, man, you need to build yourself up.
Yeah.
You need to build up your mind. Get your mind on Him. Get your mind off of yourself. Get your mind on God. I'm going to tell you something. You get your mind on yourself, you'll get that stronghold come right back in. You start saying, I deserve better than this. All my life I've had people say, well, I've worked all my life. I deserve something better. Come on, man. Get off of that track. You know what you deserve? You deserve to be in hell, your back broken, your eyes scratched out. That's what you deserve. You got to pull down some strongholds in your life. Paul's saying, man, pull this stuff down. Don't let this stuff get a hold of you. The Philistines, the world has gotten stronger. Say, I don't believe that. Look at what's going on in California, what they're trying to push in the schools and system. And then here just recently, in the past 10 years, who would ever thought that you have to go along with the homosexual community to get elected and bisexual, well, we're for them too. You got to go through all this stuff. Why? The world's getting stronger. Why? Because Christians are getting weaker. The light's getting dimmer. The world's getting stronger. You need to counter that thing. How are you going to stand? How are you going to stand against the stinking world if you don't strengthen yourself through the Word of God and trust in His might? The world's getting stronger. The Philistines, you know what the Philistines did? When the Ark of the Covenant, they seen what the Ark of the Covenant did. If you read your Bible in 1 Samuel, when the Ark of the Covenant went into the camp of the Philistines, and went into the camp of the Jewish people, and they brought the Ark of the Covenant in, they were putting more trust in the Ark than they were in God. And they brought that Ark in, and the Bible says they all started cheering, and it says it shook the land, and the Philistines said, what happened? They said, they just brought the Ark of the Covenant in. They said, oh, man, we're dead, man. We're dead, man. We're done. If God's in the camp, but God wasn't in the camp, why? They were putting their trust in the Ark rather than God. What are you trusting? Where do you gather your strength from? Where are you getting it from? If you're not getting it from the Word of God, where are you getting it from? You're not going to have the strength that you need to stand. We're not going to have the strength to stand, man. Our children. I mean, man, we got children coming up behind us, grandchildren. Where are they going to stand if they don't learn it from you? If they don't learn how to stand for God from you? The Lord says, I'm strong. Take me by the hand. Trust in my hand. I'll lift you up. He tells Joshua, be strong. Asa, he says, be strong. Be of good courage. He's saying, not only be strong, but be of good courage. Are you of good courage this morning? Are you thanking God for His salvation? Thanking God for His goodness? Man, what a thing. The Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, he says, say to them that are of a fearful heart. He said, Isaiah, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, He will come and save you. I mean, I believe God's able to take care of us. I'm just dumb enough to believe He's going to take care of our needs. I'm just dumb enough to believe that. I'm dumb enough to believe that God's going to save some people.
Yeah.
I know He can. But you know who hinders the work of God? We do.
Yeah. Amen.
Is the Lord's hand shortened that He cannot save? Is the Lord's hand shortened? We act like God's arms shriveled up.
Yeah.
God hadn't shriveled up a bit.
Amen.
God still got His hands outstretched. Jesus said, He leaned over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How often I would have taking you like a hen with their chicks. The Bible tells us to be strong. Take your Bible, look in Romans chapter 4. Look in Romans 4. Let me ask you something. Are you strong this morning? So, well, preacher, I want to be. Well, you're heading down the right path if you want to be strong. You know what? What's always bothered me, you see somebody just get saved. And they get saved for about a year, and they bypass somebody that's been saved for 20 years. They bypass them. Why? Because they want God. They want to know his word. They want to get closer to him. And you got people been saved 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and they're still in the same place they always have been. And you get somebody saved, they get on fire, they start reading their Bible, and they bypass them. And when the troubles come, they don't come apart like a recap. They don't come apart. They stand for God. And say, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to trust him.
Amen.
I've seen Christians go through stuff in this church. And I tell you why, I don't take pride in it, but I take knowing that my brothers and sisters, they've been through some troubles and trials, and they keep on going for God. I see them here all the time, knowing what they've went through. Boy, you know what that does for me, for a preacher? I'll tell you what, encourages me that, hey, man, you're not alone. Like Elijah, he got that, Elijah syndrome. That's what we call it. Elijah thought he was the only one. But the Lord said, I got 7,000 that haven't bowed their knees. God's got some people that won't bow. They won't burn. They just keep on going like the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They just keep going, keep going, keep going, no matter what. Romans chapter 4, look at verse 20. Romans 4, verse 20. He says, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Talking about Abraham. He said, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. I mean, folks, Abraham, here, Old Testament saint, Old Testament economy, God, he believed God. And he said he didn't stagger at it. He didn't stagger at God's promises. Now, God's given us all these promises in the Word of God. And, man, Christians are going back and turning back. They're quitting. They're getting weak. Now, take your Bible, look in Romans chapter 15. Look what it says. We were just this morning in Sunday school. Look what it says. It says, we then that are strong. Look what it says now. Look what it says. We then are strong are the bearer of the infirmities of the weak. I ain't going to ask for a show of hands. How many of y'all think you're strong? I know the Bible says when I'm weak, then am I strong. But I'm trying to get your mindset. I need to get stronger. I need to build myself up in my most holy faith. I mean, my faith needs to be stronger. My testimony needs to be stronger. My children, my wife needs to be stronger. My husband needs to be stronger. I mean, they need to be strong. You can't force that on them. This whole youth rally is being strong. You got boxers. Boxers prepare. Weightlifters prepare. People prepare. And the Bible tells us that not like one that beateth the air. We're not supposed to be like 1 Corinthians chapter 9, talking about one beating the air, one, you know, running a race. They prepare for that. You got to prepare. We said, man, I've been here 31 years. 31 years here. And some of y'all been here, man, as long as I have. I mean, maybe not that long, but 20-some years. And you say, well, we've been down this road. We've been to youth rally. We've had youth rallies for 20-some years. We've had revival for 20-some years. Brother Mark, Brother Chandler, Brother Mark and the others, and Brother Glenn and others coming in. We've had that, and we said, we've seen the whole thing. We've seen over and over again. But I'll tell you what, it ought to do something for you. Thank God we can still do it, man. We still got preachers that's still standing. They're still going on. And we're still trying to win people to Jesus Christ. We're still trying to get souls saved. That's what it's all about, man. I mean, that's what this life is about. Your life is not your own. You're bought with a price. God's got a purpose for you. You say, well, all I want to do is retire, sit down in Florida and sip tea. Oh, man, you'll just die there. I'm not saying people going to Florida, you're going to die. And I like sipping tea, too. But, man, what is your life? It's not just about vacation. What is your life? Being strong. The Lord wants you to be strong. Look what it says. We then are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, not to what? Please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. God said, don't please yourself. Now, go to Galatians chapter 6. Go to Galatians 6. Look what it says. Galatians 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault. Now, if you've been saved 10 years, 5 years, you ought to be growing. Like I said, I've been here 31 years. I've seen some people that's been saved. They were strong at one time, and they started going backwards. So what happened? They lost their strength. They lost it. And the only way you can get it back is if you get back into the weightlifting, building yourself up. The only way you can get it back is you get back in that book, get back in prayer. You say, well, I can't make up for lost time. You can't make up that time. Because one day we're going to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ, and the Lord's going to ask, what have you done? I've seen a lot of my brethren that I went to school with, graduated, preachers, they're not even serving God anymore. And I've told Ro, I said, Ro, most Christians, you've all heard me say this a million times. I said, Ro, most Christians only last 5 years. But what happens is you said, I've been down that road. I've done this. I've done that. I've done this. I've done it all. I've driven the bus. I've worked in the Sunday school. I did a vacation Bible school. I did all this stuff. And then you get to the place where you get complacent. And you say, well, it's going to happen no matter if I do it or not. It's going to go on no matter if I do it or not. But why can't you be a part of it? You know what happens? If you're not going forward, you're not getting stronger, you're getting weaker.
Yeah.
And that scares me when a person starts getting weaker. Look at the Bible says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in the fall, ye which are spiritual. When a man's strong or a woman's strong, they're spiritual. When you're not strong, you're carnal. You revert back to them strongholds that God delivered you from. You revert back to that stuff. You start going back to the drinking. You start going back to the drugging. You start going back to the bars. You find more pleasure in those things than you did with God. And it says, is the Lord's hand shortened that he cannot save? I've had guys call me up in the middle of a bar at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, crying on the phone. And they said, man, I'm sitting here listening to people talk, and I knew what the answers are. I got the Bible verses in my mind, but I can't say it. Because they would call me a hypocrite. I tell them, get back up. Get off the mattress. Get off the canvas. Get off the canvas. Get up. Get up! Most Christians want to stay down. You think it's easier to stay down? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest thou also be tempted. Man, you're either strong or you're weak. 2 Timothy. Take your Bible up in 2 Timothy. Look what the Bible says. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Here's Paul writing to Timothy. Folks, you say, people said, I've done that before. I've did my time and all that. I'll tell you what. It's the greatest work, the greatest thing anybody could ever do is serve God till you die. What else are you going to serve? And if you go your way and you try to make things happen yourself and you try to work things out, guess what? It's going to turn to naught. It's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. Everything's going to crumble in front of you. Why? Because God loves you. God cares about you. He's got a better plan for your life. And you just shun it. Paul's telling Timothy, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong. Samson called me this week and he said, Dad, we're having revival. Last week he was having revival. He said, Dad, will you pray? Boy, I'm glad my children called me and asked me to pray. He called me up after it was all over. He said, Dad, man, we had a great revival. He said, man, this happened. He was telling me about some people, you know, getting stirred up. He said, brother, told me what everybody was preaching. Samson preaches every message to me when he calls me. I get preaching. He calls me and preaches to me. And I listen to him. I said, that's good, son. I'm working on something, trying to fix something. He says, you're always doing something. He was telling me about the revival. I said, well, that's good. Chris calls me up and he tells me about what's going on there. That's a blessing that people call and say, hey, I know you'll pray. I know you'll get a hold of God for me. And I know you're going to trust the Lord. Folks, I know some of y'all are going through some hard times right now. I know you're going through some battles in your life. I'm not trying to kick you. I'm just telling you, be strong. Be strong. Get back up. Don't stay down on the canvas and cry and be weak. Man, in a match, you always got the corner. You always got your corner out there outside the ropes going, get up, get up. Get up. You know what I'm doing this morning? I'm saying, get up. Amen. Don't stay down. God is strong. God is strong. He says, be of good courage. I mean, our God is a God that's of strength. He said, I'll strengthen thee. I'll secure thee. Man, God's able to keep you and strengthen you. The devil wants to destroy you. He wants to tear you to pieces. Paul's telling Timothy, he says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. The things that I have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou the faithful man, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier. No man that warreth, talking about that war, no man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. If a man also strive for the mastery, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. And he's saying, if a guy's striving for a mastery, you can't, when you're boxing, when a guy's boxing, he can't gouge at the eyes. He can't kick them. Only in the UFC, you can do that. But you can't even gouge an eyes. But it says only if a man strives lawfully, he's got to box. He's got to do the right thing. He can't jump on a guy and grab him in the headlock and start punching him. He's saying you got to do it lawfully. And God's saying to Timothy, or Paul's saying to Timothy, he said, a man that strives for the mastery, strive it lawfully. And you got to strive lawfully. You got to do it the way God wants you to do it, not the way you want to do it. I've had a lot of guys get discouraged and quit because they wanted to do certain things, and God says, no, that's not the way I want it done. And they go ahead and do it anyway, and it doesn't happen. And they get defeated. They get discouraged. I'm going to tell you something, brethren. God wants you to be strong. Look, take your Bible, look in Hebrews. Look at this. Hebrews, look where the Bible talks about strength. We're looking to get stronger. I don't want to get weak. I want to stay strong. And I'm not saying I am completely strong. Physically, I can do things that at 62 years old that I used to do when I was 18, 19, 20 years old. I can still do physically. But I want to be spiritually strong. I want to be spiritually strong where I can, man, get a hold of God. And man, I can trust in his strength to guide me, direct me. And I want his strength and power for the Holy Ghost. I was talking about the Holy Ghost this morning. I want his strength in my life. I want to be able to get a hold of God for my children, my grandchildren. And I want to pass that down to them. I want them to have confidence in God through my life. They can have confidence in God through my life. Look at Hebrews chapter 5. Look what it says. Hebrews 5 verse 12. Or back up to verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. You know what's happened to the church this day and time? We've got dull. We said, we've heard that. I've heard that. I've heard that. I've heard that. Because there's nothing new under the sun, folks. Amen. There's nothing new. Nobody's going to come out with something new. And man, you know, just astound you, you know, where you're just so amazed over it. There's nothing new. The same story about Jesus going to a cross, paying our sin debt, still works. It's still the power of God on the salvation of everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And God still wants you to be strong. He still wants you to trust him. He still wants you to live for him in this day and time. The Bible says this. Look what it says. It says they're dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. And we can sit back there, and I've seen Christians do it. they sit back and fold their arms and say, I've heard that, and I ain't going to do it. I don't care what you say. I'm going to live the way I want to live. Just go ahead. Go ahead and do it. You go ahead and do it and see what the outcome is going to be. I can already predict the outcome. You're not trusting in the Lord. You're not trusting his strength. You're not calling on him. You're getting weaker and weaker by the day. I know the outcome. I already do. And, you know, it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart and breaks God's heart. Look what it says in verse 12. He said, for when this time you ought to be teachers, you have one to teach you again. When some of y'all have been saved for years and years, you should be teaching the word of God. Should be preaching the word of God or just sharing the word of God with people. Your testimony, your life. They ought to see Jesus Christ in you. You ought to be getting brighter on a daily basis, trusting in the strength of God. Why ain't you? Then that means you're getting weaker. He says, when you should be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which would be the first principles of the oracle of God, and are become such as that need milk and not of what? Strong meat. Isn't that something? Isn't that something when God talks about the meat of the Word of God? If I ask Christians today, just give me some of the dispensations that we believe. Just some of them. What dispensation are we under right now? Dispensation of grace. We're under dispensation of grace. And I mean, most Christians don't know that. They don't understand that we're under dispensation. Some of them think we're still under the law. We're not under the law. Man, but I tell you, most Christians that that don't read their Bible, they stay weak, and they say, well, I'm just happy being here. I'm just happy being weak. I don't want to be strong. Why? Somebody might require something of me. I don't want to be weak. I hope you don't. I hope you don't want to be weak. Take your Bible, look at 1 Peter. Look what it says. We're going right down the line. 1 Peter. Look what Peter says. 1 Peter chapter 5. Look at verse 8. Or verse 7. Back up even younger, 4, 5. Go back in 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all that of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that ye may he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Behold, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You say, well, folks, if you're not strong and you're weak, guess what the lion eats at the end of the pack and catches? The weak prey. The roaring lion goes after the weak prey that he can catch. If you're strong, you run the race that's set before you. If you're strong, you're putting on the whole armor of God. You're able to fight against the wiles of the devil if you're strong. If you're weak, now the Bible says, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, weakness. What I'm trying to do this morning, I'm trying to restore some people that feel weak this morning. And the reason why, you know, we go through this preaching and teaching, we want to see you get stronger and stronger and stronger in the Word of God, that you might grow. This world will constantly try to get you to be weak. This world's constantly getting stronger to put pressure on you not to live for God. Now look on down what it says. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you don't think God don't care about you, some people get mad at God because of the plight in their life. They think, well, they're mad at God. And they get mad, and they quit reading their Bible, quit praying. They quit going to church. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. They quit doing what they're supposed to do. And then before long, they get so weak, they become prey. They don't run the race, and the devil devours them. And we've seen it happen around here. I don't know, for years and years, we've seen people get devoured. And boy, I tell you what, it bothers me as a pastor. It bothers me to see people get devoured. I try to call people up, try to encourage people, and try to, man, I hope you do the same. And some people do it on Facebook. They encourage each other. That's good. Amen. You can do that. Praise the Lord. But it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking he may devour. It says, whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, and what? Strengthen, settle you. You're going to go through some troubles. There's no doubt. You're going to go through family members against you. You're going to go through problems in the home. You're going to go through problems, finances. And a lot of us face that. Go through financial problems and all the other things. And it's going to be determined whether you're going to go through this life and you're just going to trust God in everything. And you're going to rely on his arm. You're going to trust his strength and say, Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. I need your strength. And draw from it. Draw from his strength. And I'll tell you what, you'll make it. If not, if you stay in the same place, you'll just fall by the wayside. Jesus told Simon Peter, he said, when you're converted, he says, strengthen the brethren. Now, let me ask you something. When's the last time you restored somebody? When's the last time you strengthened somebody? When's the last time you prayed for somebody? We got a lot of people out. A lot of people that's been backslid, out in the world. When's the last time you prayed for them? Earnestly prayed for them. Ask God to strengthen you that you might be able to help them. You can't do it in the flesh. You're not going to do this. You're not going to serve this Christian life in the flesh. It can't be done. Like old Mark says, he says, it's a lot easier when you get saved to serve God. When you get saved and you trust in the word of God, and if you trust him for salvation, you should be able to trust him for life. When's the last time you strengthened somebody? You restored somebody? You prayed for somebody? I mean, earnestly prayed. You know, the Bible tells us in the last days, God's going to send people strong delusions. Strong delusions. Like I said, this world's getting stronger. And it's stronger against the church. Are you going to get stronger? You got to meet strength with strength. And God's strength is, if you're trusting his strength, you're trusting his might, his mighty hand, what a God we serve. Yeah, the Bible talks about, and it says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. But man, if you'll just trust him. Take your Bible, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Look at this. And we'll close with this. 1 Corinthians 16. Here we are. Quit you like men. Quit you like men. Be strong. You know what? I like what Joab said. I've always liked Joab, even though he went against David. Joab said to his brother Abishai, they were fighting the Ammonites, and the Syrians came, and they were fighting. And Joab went to Abishai with the men. They all got together, and they said, look, he said, if the Ammonites are too strong for you, I'll come and help you. He said, if the Syrians are too strong for me, you come and help me. He never considered that. How about both of them? How about if they were outnumbered, outgunned, and out, you know, strengthened by both armies? He never considered it. You talking about a man. I like what Joab thought. He said, hey, I'll help you. You help me, or we'll take them on. And man, he said, man, David's mighty men, they were mighty men. God's looking for some mighty men and women. Man, he's looking for some young people. Man, some young people there are some folks in here right now used to be on fire for God. You were growing. You were getting stronger. What happened? What happened? Well, you don't know what I went through. God knows. I might not know. God knows what you're going through. Is he not strong? Is he not there? He says, trust in the Lord with all thy might. All your mind, all your heart, you're going to have to get mentally strong. And the way you do that is through the Word of God. You're going to have to get your spiritually strong. Man, you're going to have to get strong in the Lord. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Look at what it says. Watch, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Here's the verse. Quit you like men. Be strong. quit you like men. Man doesn't quit. A real man doesn't quit. You hear what I said? A real man doesn't quit. Quit ye like men. A real man doesn't quit. That's why I'm saying that. Quit ye like men. Man won't quit. Let all things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. You know what Christians have done? That Stephanas, the house of Stephanas, they've addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. What Christians today have done, they've addicted themselves to other things.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yes, sir.
If it was up to you, we wouldn't have a youth rally. If it was up to you, we wouldn't see nobody saved. If it was up to you, we wouldn't pray for nobody. If it was up to you, we wouldn't have no missionaries. If it was up to you, we wouldn't run no buses. If it was up to you, you'd care less.
Amen. Come on.
They addicted themselves to the ministry. Why? They knew something.
Yep. Yeah.
They knew something. Amen. When I went to Israel, I told you, I believe the Bible from cover to cover, even to cover. But going there, I was walking around going, man, we were walking around going, whew. God, we walked where Jesus walked. We stood in a synagogue where Jesus stood and preached. We stood there. We were just somber. You see our pictures. We're not smiling in them. We're like, it's somber to us. This is real. This is not a fairy tale. What we're doing here, this is not just we do this because we do it. It's a real thing.
Amen.
Being strong is God's desire for you. You say, well, there's got to be somebody weak. Just don't let it be you.
Amen.
Don't let it be you. Mentally. Why? There's going to be some things happen. The world goes against us. The flesh. There's going to be some problems. You're going to find yourself cursing God if you're not careful. You say, well, I would never curse God in my mouth, but it'd be in your heart. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my words. When you rely on him, you see his mighty arm. We're not serving a mythology, Hercules. We're not serving that kind of God, a Greek mythology. We're serving a real God.
Amen.
He's real. He's alive. He's sitting on the throne. I believe he's listening all over America, all around the world this morning. He's listening to preaching, how they're exalting him. He wants to see some Christians that are strong, that exalt him no matter what, and love him. Talking about the resurrection. The Lord's coming back. What a blessing. He's coming back. Strengthen the brethren. Strong meat belongs to them that are of age. Are you strong? You say, well, I used to be. Well, why not now? Why not now? Why not get strong? Why not work out? Why not get to the place where you can be used of God again? And that joy and that peace that passes all understanding. You say, well, will the troubles go away? No, just the Lord can handle them troubles. He can handle those problems. Why? He's strong. And it'll strengthen you to go through it. They addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. We ought to be addicts. We ought to be addicts for him. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. We ought to be addicts for him. The world's addicts for everything else. People are movie addicts. Drug addicts, drinking addicts, I mean, whoremonger addicts, pornography addicts, all kinds of stuff. But we can be an addict for him. Let me ask you something. Are you at the place we used to be? Or you've never got there? Do you desire to be strong? I want to get stronger. I'm not satisfied where I'm at. And I'm talking about, I'm not satisfied when it comes to my strength and my love for him. I want to get stronger. How about you? How about you this morning? Quit you like men. Be strong. You're either strong or you're weak. God wants you to follow him, not man. He wants you to follow him. How strong are you?